Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us, folks. Mark Schmulin is with us. Mark is he was the founder and the CEO of Nutshell Mail, which is a social media monitoring company. And he founded that company a few years ago. And then recently, actually earlier this year, his company was acquired by an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, Constant Contact. In fact, I was telling you about Constant Contact before they were Constant Contact, when they were called Roving in the old days. And so we go way back. But Mark's a new friend, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic, folks. And this is how you and I can incorporate social media successfully into our business, how we can make social media, he's going to answer the big question for us, folks. How do small business owners make social media relevant to our small businesses? Mark Schmulin, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to talk to you.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your association now, your merger with Constant Contact. They're good folks. As you heard, I've been telling folks about them for a long time. I'm one of your customers. Mark, that's the big question. I've been saying for a long time, Mark, that small businesses are not using social media as much as they could, because I think the term is unfortunate, because social media sounds like something you want to do with your grandmother or your neighbor, you know, and it doesn't sound like it has a ROI potential. I prefer to talk about building online customer communities. And when I think of it that way, it makes me a little more likely to be involved in social media. What do you think?
Well, first of all, thank you for the congratulations. You know, I talk to small business owners every day, and one of the things that I hear consistently is that people just feel like they're intimidated by social media, and they feel like they don't have a lot of time. And that's certainly something that I can relate to, having started my own
right.
small business. But what I like to tell people is really three things. One, social media marketing works in terms of helping you to build deeper relationships with your customers and helping to get your customers to work for you. That is, to get them to start talking about you. It's word-of-mouth marketing. It's really nothing new. The second thing is that social media doesn't take a lot of time out of your day. It's not something where you have to spend hours in front of the computer. I think 5 to 10 minutes a day for those just getting started is more than enough time.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is that it's not that hard to do. I think a lot of us get intimidated by the technologies, but the technologies today are very intuitive and easy to use, and there's a lot of great tools out there to make your life easier.
Well, one of the things that I've been pointing out a lot lately, Mark, is the period of the era that we're in right now. I'm calling where we are right now, this era is what I'm calling entering the age of the customer. We are entering the age of the customer, Mark, and what that means is the customer is now in control of the relationship. They have control over more of the elements of the relationship between you and them than they've ever had. And part of that control means that they know they increasingly know more and more about how they want to make a decision before you ever get to talk to them. And to me, that's one of the arguments for social media, is one of the places that people are finding out about you is through some of the social media activity, including user-generated content, what we used to call word of mouth. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I would just add, you know, it's not that we're entering the age of the customer. We've always been in the age of the customer. I think we've entered the age where we're realizing that customer experience, customer service, is what you should focus on to really grow your business. At the end of the day, if you're providing a great customer experience, your customers will be loyal, they will come back, and they'll tell their friends about you.
Mm-hmm.
What social media is doing today is it's just facilitating word-of-mouth marketing in volumes and ways we've never seen before.
It's just a tool, isn't it? It's putting word of mouth on steroids, isn't it?
It is. But if we rewind back 5 years before Facebook and Twitter and Yelp, those type of tools were around, you would provide a great customer experience and just hope that that customer would come back, or just hope that that customer would tell their friends about you. Now with social media, people are out there connecting and discovering and sharing information. That's what social media is really all about. So little things like just telling your customers, hey, we're on Yelp, or hey, come find us on Facebook, is a great way to sort of spark that idea in the customer's head that, hey, you know what, I really loved my experience and I want to go let them know, or I want to go tell my friends how great of an experience I had with this business.
Do you think most small business owners know how to be on Facebook, how to be on Yelp?
I think most small business owners, if they were to just visit Facebook.com and try it out for themselves, would actually be surprised with how very easy it is.
It's easy, but is it intuitive from a business? When you go to Facebook, is it intuitive how the business should present itself on Facebook?
That is not always intuitive.
Yeah.
Facebook started off as a place for you to connect with your friends, and so it has the concept of creating your own personal profile. And as Facebook grew and they discovered more and more businesses using it as a way to connect with their customers and prospects, they created the concept of a Facebook page. And really best practices today call for you to have your own personal profile to connect with your friends and family, and to set up a page on Facebook for you to connect with your customers and prospects.
Like a fan page.
So, yeah, so that's where I think we see some confusion today.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get over that little small technical barrier,
right,
it's really very much the same thing.
Well, and this is, I think this is a, you, I said you called it a little technical barrier. I think it's more of a barrier than we realize, but it is something. Mark's right, folks. It is something we have to get over and realize that this is not, and Mark, this is something I've been saying for a couple of years now. Social media, folks, as we know it, even though I don't like the term, the activity that we now call social media is not a fad. It is a craze, because it seems to be on everybody's lips right now. They're making movies about it, but it's not a fad. That means it's exciting right now, but it's not going away. The thing, all that's going to happen is it's going to become more of a tool, the way, for example, the way websites are a tool, the way email's a tool. We'll come back. Mark Schmulen is going to help us. He has some tools. He's created some tools. This man has built some tools that I want him to explain how we can use these kinds of tools to manage our social media activity for our small businesses. He is the general manager of social media at Constant Contact. Stay with us. Got a black
magic. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.